Repealing this provision has the support of many of my colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Even the president has commented that this provision is onerous on small business and warrants immediate adjustment. Imagine if you're a freelance writer and you buy a new laptop. Well, now you have to send Form 1099 to Apple and to the IRS to be labeled or be labeled a tax cheat. Oh, and you'll need the Apple taxpayer's identification number too, so don't forget to ask the salesman for that. This new reporting requirement hits small businesses hardest because they typically don't have in-house accounting departments and have to hire outside help. Every penny a small business spends on these services is money they can't spend on hiring new workers and expanding their business. Every hour a small business owner spends filling out these new tax forms is time he or she is not making a sale, manufacturing a product, or working with a customer. I understand the challenges this can create for small business. Before I came to the United States Senate, my wife and I owned shoe stores in Wyoming. When you own a small business, you have to be the CEO, the bookkeeper, the salesman, and the person who cleans the bathroom. Every hour that I spent filling out government-mandated paperwork was an hour I couldn't spend selling shoes. Government mandates like the new 1099 requirement have a real cost. And it is small business who will end up having to pay them. This new 1099 reporting requirement is just one of many things in the new health care reform law that need to be reexamined immediately. Our small businesses need to be focused on creating jobs and helping our economy recover, not spending countless hours on new government paperwork burdens. We can make a statement right now to America's small businesses that we want you creating more jobs, hiring new employees, and growing your business, not worrying about what Washington will require of you next. Let's tell our small business men and women that we stand behind them, not on top of their backs, and let's repeal this new tax paperwork burden in a fiscally responsible way.